I'm interested in knowing, you know, the kind of the terms that are really belong to this county.
We'll call that the channel.
A fake egg that you put in a hen's nest, what's the term you have for that?
Well, it's either called a chop egg or a nest egg.
Uh-huh. Some people call it China. Well, if you're going to have eggs in the morning, what would you cook them in?
Either on a skillet or on a grill.
Uh-huh. Now, you call a skillet anything else?
Frat pan.
Uh-huh. Any other terms?
I don't know any other.
Now, is a skillet to you, is it a flat bottom thing, or does it have kind of rounded on the edges?
It's rounded on the edges.
Mm-hmm. Is it sheet metal or cast?
Well, some of them are cast and some of them are...
I suppose some of them are copper. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to have any skillets or anything like skillets that have little legs on them? You ever seen
them? I have electric skillets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some old tiny skillets. Is that what you're on, like cast iron? That looks cast iron legs on.
That wasn't what I was thinking of, but back in the old days, 100 years back, people had these, they were really fine. Skillets like five things, and they had little legs on them.
No, I don't remember ever seeing them.
And they call them spiders.
No.
Well, you mentioned the fiddle. What kind of thing is that?
Well, the large fiddle we call a wash fiddle. That, I guess, got its name from, they used to keep wash water in them a long time ago.
But how big would it be?
Well, maybe over 20 gallons, I imagine.
Now, what would it be made out of?
Cast iron.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard called anything else?
No, I don't think.
Called anything?
No.
Never heard that. Ever make apple butter?
No. My mother had it.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. What would she make it in?
I don't know. She'd probably call it a stew pan.
Mm-hmm. What would she stir it with if she made it?
She had a wooden spoon.
Well, after a meal, your wife would say, as something that has to be done after every meal, I must know.
Well, I didn't understand you.
After you get done eating, the thing you have to do is, or you don't have to do it, Mrs. Brooks has to do it.
Oh, you mean she cleans out the table, washes dishes, that
yeah. And after washing them,
she dries them, wrenches and dries them.
And what would if you use something besides your hand to wash the dishes,